StoryCorps segment, friends Bobby Kidd and Betty Jo Fain talk about how they met around 10 years ago while living in transitional housing at Sybil Smith in Mobile. Bobby mentions how she remembers the vision board that Betty created while living in Sybil Smith and how it accurately portrays the life that Betty is living now.
I can't tell you how happy I am to just sit here and have this conversation with you where we can just release a lot of things that went on in our lives. It's been almost how many years? 2008, somewhere around there. Oh, it's been a while. That's when I got there, I think in 2008, 2009, somewhere around there. So
for me, I'm just so grateful for Sybil Smith because it laid out a foundation for me. It really did, you know, as far as with learning how to save money, you know, some of the counseling classes that we done had and stuff. And I'm gonna tell you the truth, I was just holding on by a thread before I got in there, you know, and just with the worrying if I was gonna get in. If I hadn't got in, I don't know what I would have done. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand. My situation was a little different. I was in an abusive relationship, so I fled from that relationship. I knew that my kids were getting older, and I didn't want to let my son see that anymore. I had an option to go through another agency, and they denied me twice to go to their transitional living. But I always tell people, deniers are not always your delays, because I never would have the position that I have here now with Dumas Wesley. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that they denied me. And then I was able to meet a sister like you.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? Someone that's powerful, someone that's encouraging, and someone that's strong, and someone that don't play. When I say she's a class A welder, she already tell me, you know. So, and then, so I knew that even though I was denied through the other agency, I was glad that Sybil Smith opened the doors. But I'll never forget, though, you had a vision board, and I can say that everything on your vision board came true. You had a welder's hat, and now you are a what?
A welder.
Okay.
Okay.
You
okay.
had a beautiful home, and now you are a what?
Homeowner.
Okay, then. You had a car on there, and now you are?
I bought a brand new car and it's paid for it now.
Okay, then. Yeah. So I can see those things. And I'll never forget on our way, I would take you to your first welding job. And you would pass by that place, that big old place that started with the day. And you say,
yeah,
"Oh, I want to work there one day." And you are working where?
Austin.
Okay,
Austin.
Then. So Austin. I can see that. But I knew you put those things on that board because those are the things that you wanted to achieve. And that was the only way that you can achieve them, by making sure that you had it in your mind to do, in your faith, and you believe that everything that you put on that door was going to come through. And you made those things come true. But I'll never, ever forget it.
I can't believe you remember
yes,
that,
Yes, I
man.
Do. And because I you put it on the back of your door because you wanted to see it.
Yeah.
Every time you walked out that door to go to Subway, making, I don't know how much you was making.
Yeah, minimum wage.
Yeah, every time you hit the bus to go to Bishop State to get your welding degree, you wanted to say, one day I'm going to be driving my own car. You know, one day, you know, I'm living here in transitional housing. I'm living in a shelter. But one day I'm going to have my own home. And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget your smile either, Betty. I don't care what happened. You come to my apartment, you'll be mad, but you'll end up smiling. And, that's why. Guess why we'll always stay friends and we'll always remain friends.
Yeah.
You're my sister for life.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.